Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So if you want to give me a call, you can give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to give me a call, well, maybe it's not afraid, but exercising your vocal cords is not your thing. And I understand that. Maybe you want to jump into the chat room. If you go to smoothdrama.com, we have an anonymous chat room, smoothdrama.com, where you can just go in and be who you want to be. Once again, it's anonymous, right? So you go in, speak your clout, be who you want to be, how you want to be, say what you want to say. Now, some of my other listeners may or may not check you. I don't know. Depends on what you talk about. We've had all kinds of individuals in the chat room with interesting verbalizations. You can always go back because the chat room's live, so you can always go in. If you have questions, comments, concerns, we take them all there, as well as phone calls. So smoothdrama.com, jump into the anonymous chat room, and you talk. I always make it a point to look in the chat room and see what my listeners are talking about. So let me hear from you. Also, if you want to social media with me, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I steal jukeboxes, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. I think I'm Radio Raheem, but that radio is too heavy for me, so I leave it at home. Mr. J, ask, and here I will let you in the Smooth Drama group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, holla at us. We'll holla back at you. And we can talk a taste. Follow us. Whatever. Whatever that social media requires. Friend us. We'll talk. I'm always down for a good conversation, good dialogue. Speaking of good dialogue, man. Weekend came, and I was living the lazy life. I was extremely lazy this weekend. I worked out a little bit, you know, trying to get my muscles up so that it looked like I actually work out. I guess I don't really know what I'm saying here. But I'm saying that's like I worked out a little bit. It's just enough because I do just enough so it look like I work out, but I really don't. But I do. If that makes any sense. Anyway, that's the apocalypse because we're done with the more scrumptious apocalypse, and we're back to the apocalypse. Speaking of the apocalypse that we have welcomed back to. So, American Airlines took this bodybuilder, Denise Sapinar. Wouldn't let her on the airplane because they said she had on skimpy clothes. She had on some denim jeans. You know, she's a bodybuilder. She's stacked. Right. And so They said she couldn't get on the plane because she was wearing skimpy clothes. Now, I've been on the plane this summer a couple times. I've seen people in their shorts. I mean, you come from a place where it's hot, you got on shorts. It's no big deal. I'm just surprised. And maybe somebody can explain to me, why are we afraid of booty? What is it about booty? And I'm gonna say she was a Turkish bodybuilder. She wasn't a quote unquote African American twerker or any of that. She just had on her shorts, and they said they were too short, and it would disturb families on the plane. Even though people are just sitting in their seats on the plane, and I guess maybe if she got up and she used the restroom, and you saw her ass, and it just, oh my God, Mom, I guess this is the scenario. Oh my God, Mom, there's a woman and she's got a big ass. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it on the plane any longer. Mom, I saw a big ass. What am I going to do? I mean, are these really the conversations that we have? You can't get on the plane because you have a juicy derriere. They say your shorts are too short because, oh, there's a little cheek hanging out. Right. So it's a pet peeve of mine. Anybody who knows me or if you've listened to the show, you know I've got a pet peeve. It's we make the body, certain parts of the body, just like it's too much. We build it up, and we put some kind of stupid criteria on us, like women. Like, shout out to the homies who still are trying to, you know, gotopless.org, my homies. Women can't go topless, but men can, because for some reason, because women breastfeed, breasts are what, off limits. They're it's sexual, just like butt cheeks. I'm sorry, I'm more offended when I see dudes sagging. It's like you stop folks from doing that, even though it still shouldn't be against the rules for bad fashion. But butt cheeks hanging out or some cleavage, but I've seen ass, you've seen ass, you've seen cleavage. The world going in. Because he said it would disturb families on the plane. Who are these people who are disturbed because somebody has on short shorts? It's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I can't last on the plane. She got on short shorts. I can't see them. I can't see him right. She's sitting in her seat. But what if she gets up? What if she stands up? Then I'm going to see her butt cheeks. If she walks to the bathroom, what's going to happen? Is my 10-year-old son, is he going to be scarred for life because he saw her butt cheeks? It's like, this is really what we're doing. It's really what we're doing. I can't. I don't know. We're stuck. You say Twilight Zone. I'd say Stupid Zone. Twilight Zone was a great show. This is not a great show. This is just a Stupid Zone. We stuck on stupid, right? It's just super stupid. Speaking of super stupid, shout out to the homies in Wyoming who they have a shirt saying we shoot faggots. Because we don't like AIDS, so we shoot faggots. Oh, a special shout. See, because there are certain places. There are certain places. It's a biker bar that sells it, right? We can't live there. So it's like the racism is we can't live there because, you know, folks talk about why are the inner cities, urban areas so filled when there's all these different places. But we can't live there because of biker bar people. Look, if I moved my family to what, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota. I ain't even gonna talk about the South. I'm just gonna talk about them upper places where there's nobody. If we live there, more than likely we're gonna go through the worst experiences that we ever gone through, because there's an inordinate amount of stupid people who we couldn't just live, because it's like, hey, maybe we want the clean air, maybe we want some land, whatnot, but we can't even live there. Why? Not because we're gonna bring nothing negative, because Lord knows your basketball teams might get better, but you know, the football teams that talk about sports. But we're just saying we can't be there because y'all are going to make our lives hell. Even if we don't bother you, you're going to come bother us because we live there. We shoot faggots. Which means they shoot anybody who don't look like. It's really stupid at this point. And you have a t-shirt, we shoot back. You know, shout out to the people in Wyoming and those other states where nobody lives. See, I have a policy, and I've held true to my policy. If the place doesn't really have a sports team, like, if the state doesn't have a sports team, I try to stay out of it, because generally you don't have a sports team because the people are so backwards that they can't, like, you can't have regular folks there coming, because it's just not going to be conducive. So, you know, your places like Mississippi, Alabama, I say all those places I named for, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, they're just bumfuck places where people are so mean and hateful, and that regular folks can't come live there. And I know there are some people who live there like, yeah, we're normal. We're not about that. You know what? There's about 12 of y'all. Then there's the rest of them. There's the rest of them. Just saying. Speaking of the rest of them, well, they've come out and made it official. What did they make official? Well, who's running against Gavin Newsom? It's supposed to come September 14th. That's when they're going to have it. And there's a lot of people on the ballot. If you're interested in the ballot, I, being the cool dude that I am, have posted it in the Smooth Drama chat room. So it's in the Smooth Drama chat room. It is an unusual amount of people on this thing. It's like three pages of people running for governor. So basically what happens is this. You say whether or not you want him to be replaced, yes or no. And if yes, then you vote for who you want to be replaced, to be replacing him. So it's a whole lot of people. You see the list. That it's hilarious. I always thought, unless Gavin Newsom was like running around, and I'm just saying, just for recalls in general, if you're running around and let's say you're caught on YouTube, you had that rampage where you would just run around sticking your dick in people's ears or something like that, or you're like on top of a roof, you're on the rooftop and you're like dropping nuggets on people. Shout out to Brown Sugar, my co-host. She loves when I talk about that stuff. So anyway, you dropping butt nuggets on people. I mean, yeah, okay, they showed that they're crazy. I just thought if you don't approve of a politician, hey, when it's time for the reelection, you just vote their ass out. They're recalling him not because he committed any crimes or anything like this. And I just think this is a waste of money and a waste of time. It's like, just vote him out when it's time for the election. Bam. We didn't like you. We vote you out. This recall stuff, I'm like, why? Unless there's a crime, you caught him and he was sniffing coke off of women's vaginas somewhere. So I'm just trying to, none of that stuff happened. I'm just trying to get it. That's all. I'm just trying to get it. And maybe it's not for me to get, but yeah, there's the list of your potential candidates, Proposition 34. A whole bunch of people running for governor, who could be running for governor during the real election. I mean, when it's time for the election to happen. Anyway, making too much sense here. So I'm probably just going to go on break. This is Exhibit. Right on.
Welcome back, Connor, man. Yeah. Ha. Ladies and gentlemen. Ha. Yeah. Got money, and then bitches. You had it, you lost it, leased it, you flossed it. Been it spelled food, now you're coming up off it. He bought it, he rolled it, he passed, you smoked it. Now you fucked up on some weed mixed with coke shit. You love her, you hate her, you fucked her, you raped her. 25 to life cause you can't control your anger. It's heavy, it's deep, it's solid, it's weak. These people say you're about records in the street, check it. Be careful what you reach for, you fuck around and get it. I did it, got it, and spit it, didn't waste a minute. So where my niggas at? What part of the game is that? I paid my dues, now nobody trying to pay me back. And if they did, I would probably have a bunch of shacks. My life is a movie, so listen to the soundtrack. It's what it's all about, you better storm me out. I feel the aim of the name, you niggas calling out. You feeling how I'm feeling, and you ready, you're willing to come to the table. I put it together, who doing it better? Come bounce with me, come on. You can smoke a whole ounce with me, right on. Take them out. If you're moving how I'm moving, then you chosen and proven. So lose the illusion, the top gun, kill the confusion. Come bounce with me, come on. You can smoke a whole ounce with me, right on. Take them out, I'm hungry, you're lazy, disgusting. You lay around my house and you never do nothing. I seen it, believed it, you planned it, conceived it. Hit me with the bullshit, bitch, I don't need it. I see it, you cheated, we cheat, so beat it. Eat it like a dick, bitch, you too conceited. I broke it, replaced it, I slammed it, I chased it. Hands in the air, if you love getting wasted, baby. Never seen this before, you better come and get it. You with it, I'm with it, I'm busy, baby, you fucking with it. Is it your place?
peace of mind. Don't wanna waste your time. Now you can get it how you want it. It'll blow your mind. It's overtime. There's your pride in the bumping grind. I hit go behind and leave you with a broken spine. That's what it's all about. You better stall me out. It's just a game of the man. You bitches calling me out. I'm feeling it. You ready? You're willing to come to the table. I put it together. Do it and better. Come bounce with me. Come on. You can smoke a whole ounce with me.
Right on.
Take them out. If you're moving how I'm moving, then you chosen and proven. So lose the illusion. The top guns kill the confusion. Come bounce with me.
Come on.
You can smoke a whole ounce with me.
Right on.
Take them out. Pop it. Drink it. Float it. Sink it. If you plan to stop me, then you better rethink it. Drive it. Use it. Use it. Shit, motherfuckers do the hip-hop music.
I'm living.
I'm dying.
I'm laughing. I'm crying.
Pop two of these, bitch, let's start flying.
I hear it.
I taste it.
I touched it.
I faced it.
Breaking down the bullshit, back to the basics.
I had to kick in the door, that's how I had to get it. I shit up with lyrics and getting better, so fuck the bread. Getting gangster with it, the best that ever did it. Hit it and quit it, my nigga, you shit babysit it. We need more MCs and less wannabes. 360 degrees of reality. That's what it's all about. Kill them and haul them out. That's the aim of the name you hate is calling out.
I'm feeling it, you ready, you're willing to come to the table. I put it together, who doing it better? Come bounce with me.
Come on.
You can smoke a whole ounce with me.
Right on.
Take them out. If you're moving how I'm moving, then you chosen and proven. So lose the illusion, the top gun, kill the confusion. Come bounce with me.
Come on.
You can smoke a whole ounce with me.
Right on.
Take them out.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Exhibit, right on. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And yes, magnificent chatter, I said butt nuggets. That was it. I mean, I didn't make that one up. That's the old one. I didn't make it up. It's not me. It's anyway. I'm talking about stupid people. And so, you know, when I'm talking about the stupid zone, you know, forget the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone was a great show. The Stupid Zone is not a great show. So, we talk about the Stupid Zone and how folks are, man, they're next level with it, right? So, I mean, I watched a woman in Victoria's Secret. It's video. Yeah, you have to see it. See, so it was like, because the video is entitled "Karen Goes Crazy," and so this woman, and shout out to all the Karens that I've known that are good people. I'm gonna keep saying that. There are some Karens who are like, man, y'all can't be using my name in vain like this. I didn't do nothing. Anyway, so this woman, she goes crazy for some reason. Yeah, and maybe it's just, we could say it's the after effects of the apocalypse. It's just whatever it is that's in there, where there are some white people who the apocalypse changed them in some way, some form of fashion that just warped their perceptions, and so it's supreme idiocy. So like last week, I talked about the woman that's trying to lure the dog in the middle of the street because she's mad about the dude with the dog. And this woman, she's mad at the black woman in the story. She said something, tried to push her out the way, and then tried to attack her, and then saw, oh my God, she has me on camera. when she finds out she's on camera, she starts screaming at the height of her lungs, falls down on the ground. Oh my God, get away from me, saying that she's going through anxiety. And and so there's another woman who comes on the video saying, Jed, just put it down. And the woman's like, hell no, I'm not putting it down. Because who are they going to believe? They're going to believe me or they're going to believe her? Because she's saying I attacked her and she attacked me because she's got it on video. And it's on video because you know how they have the video like saying that person attacked me. And so she's having an anxiety fit because she was attacked after attacking someone. And she didn't want to go through being shunned publicly. And, you know, I would say if you don't want to be shunned publicly, just don't act a fool. You would think, and this is where the stupid zone comes in, you would think you're in the store to get some underwear. Maybe you're in there to get you some lingerie because you wanna impress whoever you wanna impress. And I'm gonna have this lingerie and it's gonna be on and cracking. But you just ruined all that. Cause I'm gonna guess that whoever that dude or female or whatever you dealing with saw that video. You can't get none unless they're crazy too. They're stuck in the stupid zone. Cause I think, and I've talked about this before, stupid synergy. Stupid synergy is a thing. It is a thing. Stupid synergy. Stupid people can't help but run into each other. Like, ooh, you look stupid. Oh my God, you look stupid too. Would you like to be stupid together? Why, yes. Let's go plank on the edge of the escalator or on the edge of the steps of the Taj Mahal. It's just something stupid, right? Or let's scream at the height of our lungs in Victoria's Secret. Stupid stuff, right? And so, like, there was a man who he sued the government saying that you made me the policy of wearing a mask on the plane was unconstitutional, right? And I'm like, so we still talking about this mask stuff? We still talking about this mask stuff? Just wear the mask. It's gonna be all right. But he says, and I quote, he's suffering from generalized anxiety disorder. Now, I could say the key word in that is generalized. Like, you know what? I just get anxiety when I do stuff. That's a generalization, right? I get anxiety while I do stuff. So, for example, it's like I get anxiety when I talk on the phone. Then one would say, well, hey, then don't talk on the phone. But then I wouldn't be able to talk on the phone. But it's like, well, but you get anxiety, generalized anxiety. So he's like, I can't wear a mask on the plane because I have anxiety disorder. And it's like, well, it sucks to be you. Because it's a public safety issue. And whether you agree or disagree, this is the policy to get where you want to get. Or you could always try to get on the boat or whatever. I don't know. Whatever people used to do back in the day, you know, you get you a boat, then you can sail any damn where you want. And you don't have to worry about stuff. You just sail. Anyway, this fool wanted to disrupt the mask mandate. He lost him. Oh, well, sucks to be you, because he says he's stranded. I wanted to go to Germany, but I had to wear a mask, so I couldn't go because I was going to have anxiety. Okay, so you're going to sit. You're going to sit somewhere. You're going to waste your money because you got that anxiety. See, stupid zone. Stupid synergy. Now, some folks will say, well, hey, maybe that is his thing. I totally get it. You know what? Some folks have anxiety. And this one strikes me as just something that's political. I don't want to wear a mask. And that's fine. Don't wear a mask. But you can't get on the plane. That's it. Real simple. Makes sense to me. But for some reason, it doesn't. Or we get the people who, they're on American Airlines last week in Charlotte. There's a woman who tried to open the door on the plane mid-flight. Physically assaulted, bit the flight attendant. And I'm like, I'm sorry, if I see somebody doing that, you know, I'm be one of them people that's attempted murder to me. And so she was restrained. There's a picture of her with duct tape. She's duct taped to the seat. Because it's like you're trying to kill. Woo! You know, they say she's in visible distress. Yeah, you tried to kill people. I mean, do people not understand that you potentially hurt some, you know, somebody and get sucked out the plane, whatnot? You open up the doors, whatever. It's mid-flight. So, I know for me, that would be when I show up. That would be me whooping on her ass. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing how stupid people are. And yeah. And if you have anxieties, you know what? Maybe you just don't need to get on a plane. Maybe you don't need to go anywhere. Just until you can get therapy and get over your anxieties. Stay your ass at home. It seems like a simple solution. Get therapy. Because therapy is available. Therapy is available. And speaking of probably going to need some therapy in the fall, so California came with a, what you want to call it, a mask policy mandate for the school system. And so there was the guidance for K-12 schools in California 2021-22 school year. Including the new mandate that says students are required to wear face masks indoors unless they are exempt due to a medical condition, and schools must exclude students from campus if they refuse to do so. And so this was published Monday afternoon and took immediate effect. And it said that the schools should offer alternative educational opportunities for students who are excluded from campus because they will not wear a face covering. But in typical fashion, they backtracked on the rule, and the California Department of Health got on Twitter that evening, a few hours later, and said, well, California school guidance will be clarified regarding masking enforcement, recognizing local schools' experience in keeping students and educators safe while ensuring schools fully open for in-person instruction. Meaning, basically, they had the right policy the first time, but then they got a bunch of calls from those anxiety disorder parents who are actually not going to be in the classroom, won't be on campus ever. But, hey, you can't make our kids. We got to have some kind of accommodation. You're going to make them wear a mask? What if my kid is vaccinated? You know they got a bunch of calls from people who they're on that on the stupid zone ship, in the stupid zone, because the ship, the car, plane, truck, whatever it is, the bus, it's probably would need a few buses for the stupid zone. They're stuck right there, and so they called, and so now they're gonna have to do a whole thing where it's like, look. Even if you're vaccinated, unvaccinated, hey, gonna need that mask on me. And that's it. And then if you don't, then there's going to be alternatives. So some of the alternatives that you probably think is gonna happen is if you're not gonna put your kids in school, you're gonna have your kids because you don't trust it, or I'm just not gonna have my kids wearing masks, then they're going to probably make them pull out of the school that they're in, and there's going to be a school dedicated to just those kids that the parents don't want them in the school for whatever reason. It's going to be an online thing. That's my theory. I think that's what it's going to be, because they said that there's going to be the people who can show up and the people who don't want to show up, there's going to be an alternative for them. And the only alternative that makes sense, because if you're teaching and you're in the classroom and you're dealing with kids in the classroom, you're not going to be able to deal with kids online on a computer at the same time. So it only makes sense that either there's going to be a school that's dedicated to that, or there's going to be a department. But it only makes sense that there's a school, because even if you say there's a department, you can't for every subject have somebody that's going to be on point on what that is, what they're on, just a specific teacher or something like that. So it's I'm just thinking, for practicality's sake, we're going to have a separate school. But I mean, hey, if you want to deprive your children socialization, I mean, I always look at it like this. You have punishment in jail is isolation. So we understand that kids were isolated. I mean, because if you see how it affected some adults, folks are crazy. And I said that there's been some people who've been maladjusted, and there's some people who just, I mean, wildness. We're on next level wildness, right? Just wild, wild west, north, south, east, southeast, southwest, whatever. Everybody is next level with the Woo! It's out there. Like, everybody got a shot of, well, I won't say everybody, but a lot of people got a shot of stupid. And that isolation drove some folks insane. And so you've seen the record crime. You've seen the record domestic abuse, murders, and just all-out behavior that you're just like, wow, people are out here tripping. People are out here tripping. So, I mean, there are some things that's just like, you know what, I'm just not going to indulge in, because I just know folks are going to be crazy. Just not going to do it. And you hear folks talking about their constitutional rights to do this, constitutional rights to do that, and just we're at the height of silliness. We're next level with it. To a point where, here coming up here in the next segment, I'm like, I think we're having the international mental health breakdown, and maybe it's just a national, because I haven't been in another country, but I've been in the United States and I've traveled throughout the United States. I've listened to folks. You when you're just sitting there and you're listening, and you hear all kinds of disturbing conversations. It's like, okay, all right, this is what we're doing. And so, you know, we'll talk about the mental health aspects when we come back from break. This is Run the Jewels. Oh, Mama.
In the host of it, right in the upholstery, somewhere right close to me, just in case the rollers be rolling on the seat. I want to keep it in the holstery. I'm known in my town and on strips where high rollers be. I'm up early where the money's told to sit and fold to be. A country boy chilling in Brooklyn like Lefty spoke for me.
Fuck with us, you fuck with the truth, we speak openly.
Never a rat like Johnny Rasco, no, look, ain't no hoe in me.
Notice me, senpai, they cry when I choke the speak. Set this Cooper City on fire, the lights of smokery. Old-time speaker of hush and cuss and rosary. I love that the greatness, I'm aiming right at your ovary. Better run for the future, Palooka. You acting like it's safe and the revolution's been. Desires on the loose, if we listen to you, we're the shakers of the jewels, never singing a tune.
All soft.
My mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying on you. My mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying on you.
So good that boy levitate. God give this man how the fuck they try to legislate. Mom, she recovered and tell me I over medicate. I tell her holy fuck, Jesus Christ, give me a fucking break. She said don't curse your mama, goddammit, it threw a dinner plate.
Damn. I heard it in Brooklyn where all the tennis stay. You running out of ways to go fuck yourself, I will innovate. The skinny and shitty griddle disintegrate. Every sickening sentence will cheapen the trick you venerate. Set the phrase into faith, play, incinerate. Run the jewels, run with the board, baby, assimilate.
My mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm crying on you. My mama said that I'm not living right. She said I'm crying on you. She said I waited up for you all night. I said I'm
347-826-7435 is the call-in number. All right. So, talking about mental health. All right. So, we're talking about what happened during the apocalypse and how the apocalypse exacerbated conditions that were totally inequitable and push the buttons everywhere, right? Just like the buttons are pushed everywhere. So people who weren't getting along got along even less. Situations that were unfair got even more unfair. I mean, it was a lot of stuff that happens during the apocalypse. The scrumptious apocalypse, I might add, because you always got to have them adjectives, right? That just highlighted the social inequities. And it's like we've had that. We have our social justice warriors out here, our fake social justice warriors out here, our people who are like, why y'all trying to make things fair? That don't make sense. We just need it to be the way it always has been. Everything's great. It's a big mix that it's just a nasty stew, right? Because it's like stew is the perfect ingredients and it's delicious. But this is a stew where everything in the kitchen, just throw a little bit of everything in there. Taste be damned. That's what we had. And so mental health. So there was the Osaka tennis player talking about mental health. And, you know, there's a few basketball players and football players talked about mental health. And, you know, people have always been out here talking about how we need to take a step back and evaluate and do self-care. And self-care, as an argument, is very, very important. And what do you do as far as coping mechanisms to, you know, take your stressors that come with your everyday life, like you're working, like the people who are out there working during the apocalypse, and now the people who are back to work and navigating how more tense it is out here. Because there's a tension that's in the air out here. Everything is thicker. It's like I'm trying to think. The Mist. There's that show, The Mist, where the mist came and the monsters is out there, and it's like that's what we have out here. It's like there's a mist. We can see clearly, but we can't. And so how do people relax? And there's a, I think it's a misnomer that, like, for example, men, you know, supposedly, if we're following this Western inferior logic, speaking about masculinity and being quote unquote tough, and you don't have to talk and express yourself, you just be tough. Because it's like, you know, people talk about tough love and all this other stuff. They forget that love is on the end of that, right? And so people, who can you talk to? Who can you express yourself? Who you can be yourself with and express yourself honestly? Get out your frustrations. And then go about your day, unpacking your day, as they call it. And then you can go out there and do your thing. And just be, and live, not be stuck in the rut mentally, and it spirals. And so I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and I think my analogy was, it's like you're constantly showering, but you never put on lotion. So every day, even though you're showering, you're clean, but you're ashy. And, you know, your skin is dry, you itch a little bit. And so eventually, every day you're itching, is itching a little bit more because you don't, in the immortal words, puff that. You don't moisturize your situation. And so every day you're itching and that skin becomes inflamed, and what's a little thing becomes a big thing. And I think that's the whole mental health analysis, right? It's little things. It ain't something big. I mean, obviously there's things that are big that happen, unfortunately. But generally it's little stuff that turns to big stuff. And then we just break down, because it's like I'm constantly itching. My arm is itching. My shoulder's itching. My stomach's itching. My legs are itching. My feet are itching. Everything's itching because I haven't moisturized my situation. And that's the self-care. That's the coping mechanism. Moisturizing your situation, making sure whatever you use, oil, lotion, whatever, you do that. If you do that, things get better. The gradual irritation doesn't overtake you, and the little things compound to one big thing, and you're so irritated because you're always itching that it makes you explode in other areas. Yeah. And in saying that, now I can go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day. That thing that happens again and again and again, and we can't stop, won't stop. Won't stop, can't stop. So, what's the Groundhog Day example of today? Florida man who tried to hire a hitman to kill his ex-girlfriend and blame it on members of Black Lives Matter. So, the age-old blame it on the black dude. Daniel Slater of Jupiter, Florida. And I want to give a special shout out to Daniel Slater. My co-host would say, hey, don't wish bad. I used to wish bad stuff on people. And I'm, I'm not going to wish nothing debilitating on Daniel Slater, but, you know, I hope the universe looks out for him in the way that is favorable to everybody else but him. How does that sound? Okay, so Daniel Slater hired a hitman via a previous associate to kill his ex-girlfriend, as well as the woman's sister and brother-in-law, whom he believed impeded the couple's failed relationship. And so, yeah, he said he went and found him a reliable assassin and instructed them to spray Black Lives Matter on the home in order to implicate the group in the murders. So unbeknownst to him, his former associate was working as an FBI informant, and the hired hitman was actually an undercover FBI agent. Of course, the murders didn't happen, and he was arrested days later. And he pled guilty, and he struck a deal to drop several of the charges. And I'm like, but he's trying to murder somebody because they won't be with him. And he did the age-old thing, blame Black folks. You know, if all else fails, hey, you say Black folks did it, they won't look nowhere else. They like, we got to look. These Black Lives Matter people, they're taking it too far. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. I mean, because, you know, it's just the same old thing. Because, like, Black Lives Matter just means, hey, we want to be important, too. That's it. We ain't saying nobody else's lives matter. And I mean, as an organization, some of us don't even really believe in the organization's credo. But just on the level, just straight off top, just, hey, can we be treated fairly? That's it. I ain't asking for no money. I'm not asking for no special privileges. I'm just saying, can we just be treated like we're human? That's it. Nothing else. And then you see what it is. You see how serious it is, because we got an individual who his thing is, I'm going to murder people, and I'm going to blame it. I mean, because it's always blaming on Black people. And then you can get away with that. I mean, there's so many examples of this. It's insane, actually. Am I saying insane? Yes, insane.
90 seconds.
So, if we attempted to pull it up, the list is so long that I could probably read off names and situations and take a whole show. It's that many. Blame a Black person if you want to get away with a crime. That's the American way. So, Groundhog Day. Blame Black folks because, well, hey, this is how you get away with stuff in America. And the fact that he just look in the mirror and say, you know what? We broke up probably because you're a fucking douchebag and you want to kill people. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to continue the conversation? Go to smoothdrama.com. Please jump to the chat room. Speak your clout. I'd love to have a conversation with you. Other than that, we'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
Drama.